Joining us now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. Yesterday on the program, we asked listeners for questions that they have about health care. We're going to answer some of those questions in the last few minutes in this segment. Todd, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
Let's begin with what Rachel Bird wrote us to ask. The president said last week that the reasons to not try for a single-payer or pure market approach to health care reform was because they do not build on what currently exists. Well, she writes, there is currently no infrastructure for nonprofit co-ops. They were almost completely demolished when they became for-profits in the 1980s and 90s. How does that provide a more viable option? She's referring to the nonprofit co-ops.
Well, it's a great question because in terms of reforming healthcare, nobody knows the answer to that. Co-ops are really a political solution to a political problem, which is keeping the existing healthcare system, which is a mess, is untenable. The public option or a public plan has become politically more or less untenable, especially in the Senate. So co-ops have been put forward as kind of a compromise, and that's all it really is. Now, it may work. It may not. Time will tell. I'm sorry to use a cliche, but the idea really is a compromise. They're supposed to be nonprofit, so you're not, you know, scraping 15-18% profit off of people who need health care. No high salaries for executives, not high marketing costs, things like that. So in terms of a solution, it's a political solution, and we'll have to see if they wind up going the co-op route, which is still uncertain. We'll see if it works.
Well, it sounds like her question about there is no infrastructure may be exactly what Congress is going to have to deal with in terms of the regulations to create this infrastructure. Jesse from New York has a question. I've heard a lot about how insurance reform will affect people with insurance from all-sized companies, but what about freelancers? Any more info?
Oh, a question near and dear to any journalist's heart. Most freelancers, I would assume, buy their coverage on the individual market. And that's what a lot of the reform that's been controversial is all about. You've heard of the exchanges, right? Well, the exchange is designed specifically for people who have to buy their own coverage, either because their employer doesn't offer coverage, or they're self-employed, or they work for a small employer who doesn't offer it. It's designed so that they can have a marketplace where insurers compete for their business. So that's what the exchange is designed to do. If there's a co-op or possibly a public option, but more likely a co-op, it will be one of the options on the exchange with all the other private insurers.
It's like LendingTree. When insurance companies compete, you win. That's the theory.
I think that's the idea.
Can it actually work?
That's more or less the theory.
But can it work?
Well, you know, if the companies are all together showing their prices, showing their benefits, and it's easier for you to shop, and hopefully there'll be a standardized way for them to report their benefits and their prices.
We shall see.
No smoke and mirrors. We shall see.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, answering your healthcare reform questions.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.